Misfits Audio, in cooperation with Calliope Sound Productions, brings you Amusing Grace, a romantic comedy in five parts written by Neville J. Bryant, directed by Tony Junior. Recorded live in August 2000 at Arendelle Studio Theatre, the University of Toronto, Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And now, Amusing Grace Act 2, Scene 2.
Mother? Mother, it's me, Jillian. Are you up here? Well, she has to be somewhere. Mother, is that you? Mr. Wendell, what are you doing back there?
Trying out the other view. I got tired of that one up front. I thought you weren't going to be in town for a while.
I wasn't. Something came up. I was looking for my mother.
She isn't here.
We were supposed to be having dinner together. You haven't seen her, have you?
Not for a few days. Did you try the apartment?
I've been knocking on the door for 5 minutes. She must have gone out somewhere.
I guess. Or else she isn't answering the door. She does that sometimes.
Well, I guess I'll just keep looking. She can't be far.
Before you go, I was going to ask you something.
What?
You play this Trivial Pursuit thing?
Not very well.
Me neither. Your mother plays it well. She beats me every time.
Oh.
You want to have a game?
Now?
Why not? You're not very good and I'm not very good. We'd be a perfect match.
Well, it's just that Mother and I were going to have dinner together.
I know. You said that. But she's not home. So we could play till she gets back.
Well, I don't know. Well, you look like you've already got a game going.
She had to leave.
She?
My new playing partner. She's terrible. Worse than I am. I beat her every time. It's no fun. So what do you say? Do we have a game?
Well, what if Mother comes back? She won't know where I am.
Leave a note on her door. On the roof playing that pursuit thing with Wendell. Then when she comes back, she'll have to come up here to get you. And then she'll have to face me.
Face you?
Right.
Has something happened between you and Mom?
What makes you think that?
You said she'd have to face you. And you have a new playing partner.
Yeah, we had a disagreement.
About what?
You don't want to know.
I do if you want to tell me. I know what she can be like sometimes.
Oh? What can she be like?
Stubborn. Demanding.
Yeah, well, that's what she was.
What happened?
All right, if you must know. She made lunch for us, up here. Then she got mad because I wouldn't eat it.
Why wouldn't you eat it?
I wasn't hungry. Wasn't anything to make a big deal of it. But she made a big deal out of it. Called me a couple of names and stormed off in a huff. You think I'm cranky?
I don't know you that well.
How about arrogant and self-centered?
Tell
you what, play a joke on me.
What?
Your mother says I can't take a joke, so say something insulting. I'll show you I can take it. Come on, you can think of something. Any old insult, just to prove a point. Go ahead.
All right, let me think. You're a silly old man.
Did your mother tell you to say that?
No, it's all I could think of. You asked for an insult.
You think that too, do you? You think I'm old and silly?
No, I don't. It was just a joke.
Well, maybe she's right then.
You really like her, don't you, Mr. Wendell?
Like her? I don't know. Maybe.
I think she likes you.
No, she doesn't.
Well, you haven't heard her talk about you.
Of course I have. She thinks I'm arrogant and self-centered and vulgar and cranky and ugly. And I'm quoting. You don't say that to people you like. Not that I care. Nobody likes me straight off anyway. I grow on people.
Well, she doesn't say that when you're not around. You didn't see her when she first brought me up here to meet you. She was like a schoolgirl, my conservative old mother. I couldn't believe it was her talking.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. Couldn't you just have eaten something just to make her happy?
All right, I'll tell you the truth. That's not all of it.
Oh?
I wanted her to go out with me on a date. We'd reduced the world to this little rooftop. I wanted to get her away from it. I guess to prove that she wasn't just using me. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You're right. I am a silly old man. And it doesn't matter anyway. It's too late. Do we have a game?
All right.
Good, that's good. I'll go set it up.
I'll just slip down and leave a note on her door. I'll be right back.
Oh, give me a home.
5.
Ha! Where the buffalo roam, and the deer and the antelope get in your way. What's the matter with you? You're old, I'm old, we're right together. And this time I'm not taking no for an answer. We're going to have lunch together and that's it. Arrogant. What are you doing, Wendell? A young kid like that doesn't want to play games with an old fool like you.
Jillian.
Come on, Mother. You said you would.
It's silly. I told you I don't want to see him anymore.
He just wants to talk to you. And keep your voice down. He'll hear you.
I don't care if he hears me. I've already told him that right to his face. Why would I care now if he hears it?
Come on. Do this for me, will you? Please? Mr. Wendell?
He isn't even here.
He has to be. Mr. Wendell, what are you doing back here? Come on out, it's all right.
Leave me alone. I don't want to see her. Not yet.
Jillian?
No, I guess he isn't. All right, but you've got to face her sometime. I thought that's what you wanted.
It is what I want, only not now. Not yet.
What are you doing back there?
Nothing. He must have gone back downstairs.
Then let's go.
Mother.
Are you coming?
I don't understand why you're being like this. I thought you liked him.
He thought I liked him, and I did. But not in the way he was thinking. You don't know what it was like, Jillian. All he ever did was make the whole thing into a fiasco. And I don't know why I'm discussing this with you. Let's go.
Don't you think maybe you were a little hard on him?
Hard? On him?
It was only a little disagreement. He wouldn't eat the lunch you made, so big deal. He couldn't help it if he wasn't hungry.
Is that what he told you?
Yes.
What about the acting game? Did he tell you about that?
Acting game?
Oh, he left that out, did he? Ha! I wonder why I'm not surprised.
What are you talking about?
He couldn't accept that it was just lunch on a rooftop, cold chicken off a card table. He had to make a game of it, a pretense. This was a restaurant, and we'd never met imaginary waiters. I didn't want to play, so he got mad. Said it wasn't what he wanted. What he wanted was to take me out to lunch. And the fact that I wouldn't go proved some nonsense about me being ashamed to be seen with him. That's what happened. So I packed up the lunch and I went back downstairs.
And now you miss him.
What are you talking about? I don't miss him. I hardly know him. The difference between us was that he wanted to get serious, and I didn't. That's all there is to it. Now, come on. Let's go before he decides to come back. Well, are you coming?
I still think you were hard on him.
I wasn't hard on him. If anything, he was hard on me. I made him lunch.
I know, but there wasn't any harm in what he wanted to do, was there? I mean, the pretense. It was just a game, wasn't it?
A stupid game for children. We're not children anymore. And why are you taking his side all of a sudden?
Mother, I'm not taking sides. You got together to play a little Trivial Pursuit. You liked each other. He liked you enough to want to make it bigger, better. All right, maybe he did rush things a bit, but so what? You can handle that, can't you?
You don't know him.
Maybe not, but I know you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm not blaming you. It's just the way you are. You get an idea in your head about the way things should be, and that's the way you try to make them instead of just going along. You haven't found out, I guess, that going along can be a lot of fun. It makes life unexpected.
I'm going downstairs now.
You know what I think?
What?
I think you do like him. And I think you're sorry you said what you did. So why don't you give him another chance?
To do what?
To get to know you better.
He doesn't want to know me.
Mother.
He doesn't. The only person he's interested in is himself. In 3 days of talking, he told me his life history, things that happened to him, who he was. Do you know what he asked me about, what he asked about me? Nothing. All he knows is that I have you and that it rained at your wedding.
You told him that?
It came up in the conversation. Can we go now? We're going to be late for dinner.
I still think you should give him another chance.
Why?
Because I think there might be more to him than you realize.
When I first brought you up here, you didn't even want to meet him. You said it was none of your business.
I know, but if you want to bring that up, what about you?
Me?
The way you talked about him, I was convinced that if you proposed marriage, you'd accept.
I did that for you.
For me?
You worried about me being alone. I just said those things so that you wouldn't feel guilty anymore. I wouldn't marry anyone, no matter who he was.
Why not?
I have my reasons.
Because of Dad?
I'm going downstairs now.
Mother.
I don't want to discuss it anymore, Jillian. Just leave it alone. It's over.
It's all right, Mr. Wendell. You can come out now. She's gone. I tried.
It doesn't matter.
Well, don't give up. Not yet. I'll keep working on her. Why didn't you want to confront her with it?
I lost my nerve.
Well, I'll just have to get her to come to you then. Will you be up here tomorrow?
I could be.
What about your new playing partner?
No problem. He's busy tomorrow.
He? I thought you said it was a she.
Did I say that?
Is 11 o'clock all right?
It's all right with me, but I don't think you can change her mind.
Don't worry. I'll find a way. Maybe I'll try the guilt trip. That always worked on me.
Amusing Grace by Neville J. Bryant. The cast and crew are as follows. Grace Marlowe was played by Hazel Dalgleish. Danny Wendell was played by Jim Hooper. Jillian Marlowe was played by Julie Tisdale. Live sound effects or Foley was performed by Scott Shepherd. Music was written and performed by Neville J. Bryant, and the live recording was supervised by James W. Smagata. Please visit Neville's website at www.stagecraftproductions.net and Calliope Sound Productions at www.calliopesoundproductions.com. For Misfits Audio, Captain John Tadrzak is the CEO, and April Sadowski is our webmaster. The preceding was used by permission of Neville J. Bryant and Calliope Sound Productions, Tony Jr., President and CEO. And I am your announcer, Murray Retread.